desire of his devotees, Narada's desire, that Krishna will liberate you. So Krishna told that we should go to play outside of this courtyard, and thus all began to do like this, to push, and Krishna also began to pull. Quickly they came to the gate, and very near to gate that tree were there. Very narrow escape. Krishna came out of the trees on this side, and the girdle motor was in this side. Krishna not touched the trees, but this rope touched the girdle, and rope touched the Krishna one side and another side girdle, and girdle touched the two trees. At once, what? A current came from Krishna. Through rope, it went to mortar. And from mortar, two trees. At once, with a very great sound. Why this sound has come? All began to search. And they quickly, all Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Upananda, whole Brajavasi assembled there to say, what happened? They said, they came at once and they saw that Krishna is there. So many friends are there and trees were not falling straight. Otherwise, all the boys had been spent. They went like this and this. Nanda Baba come running from Brahmandagar. And when Krishna saw that my father is coming, he began to again weep. Very loudly, very. Baba, Baba, like this. And tears coming so much. Doing like this. Breathing like so. So, now, Yashoda also came, and from a distance he was seeing that Nanda Baba is there, and all Brajavasi are there, older persons. And seeing this, he was so frightened. And SM, that due to me, it has been done like so. And if in this stage Krishna has died, then what to do? So Yashoda was so nervous that his all tears were dry. And she became like wood and shame. Nanda Baba came at once to took Krishna in his lap and told, who has done this? Who has banded you? Repeatedly he asked. But Krishna only weeping, not answering. Anyhow, when Baba repeated this, so who has done this? I will punish. Then Krishna told in his ear very silently that, mother, mother? He became so angry. I have never seen her
being so cruel.
So cruel. Now today she has been so cruel. Formerly is a little butter or anything. Then quickly he
untied.
Now Krishna somewhat
pacified.
And then Baba took up one
Gurdhani
means laddu and gave to Krishna. But Krishna not eating, only doing so. Then he told that we should go to take bath in Brahmanda. He took Baldev Prabhu here and Krishna here and went very grave, not speaking a word to anyone. He took bath and he met Krishna, rubbed all these things, kajal and everything, and then again took him. Now it was about 6 in evening and he went to his home. Rukmini Devi, Rohini and all other took Yashoda Maiya from there. She was not in a stage to walk, but by the help she came in his room and weeping bitterly. Today no preparation, No bhog to Thakurji. Nothing, all were weeping. Yashoda Maiya. And Nanda Baba not telling any word. Very grave. He gave Krishna and Baldev the milk of cows and mouth with misri. Misri, you know?
Sugar candy.
And thus their stomach was fulfilled. And he was sitting in the council. Mother Rohini and all were so worried for Yashoda Maiya that she will die if Krishna is not coming in his life. So they took Baldev and told that Baldev, and they came to Nanda Baba and Krishna and told that at once you should go and
pull him.
So, because Rohini Maiya or other ladies cannot touch Krishna in the lap of Nanda Baba. And he was so great, so they were standing somewhat nearer, but not so much nearer. Baldev went and tried to do like him and to pull, but Krishna was so strong today that he did like this, and Baldev Prabhu fell down on the earth. And he was now looking, oh, he is more stronger than me today. Then all the ladies came more nearer to Nanda Baba. They told to Krishna, come on, your mother is weeping. I will never come. Where you will sleep? I will sleep with Baba. To whom you will play? I will play with Dau Bhaiya and father. What you will take? Oh, father will give me milk and
sugar candy
from the womb of so many cows. I will take. Will you not come? Your mother is so weeping. No, I will not. No. But at once Rohini told that if your mother will die, oh, then at once Krishna began to weep so loudly. Mother, mother, mother. And he did like that from the lap of Nanda Baba. At once Rohini came and took in his lap. Nanda Baba also was weeping so much. All were weeping. Baldev was also. And weeping, Rohini Maiya took Krishna. And up till now, Yashoda was not weeping. He had become like a stone. But when Rohini Devi gave Krishna in the lap of
Yashoda Maiya,
now he began to weep loudly. Krishna was also all very deeply. Just Rohini Maiya quickly went to the kitchen room and he was began to cook something. And thus Yashoda Maiya took Krishna in his lap, in her lap, and did like covered and gave his birth. After that, cooking was done, and she requested all to take some prasadam offered first to Thakurji, and then Nanda Baba came with Upananda and all other his senior brothers and junior brothers, and they began to take. Nanda Baba took Krishna on his lap, and after that he gave Krishna and Baldev, and also all were taking. But when the taking was finished, then he also called Yashoda, oh, you can come and take prasadam. But she was only weeping. Then Nanda Baba told in his Krishna ear that, oh, pull on your mother. And Krishna, running, he went to her mother and catch hold of his veil and began to push and drag Yashoda Maiya. Anyhow, after that, Rohini also helped, all the sakhis helped Yashoda. Anyhow, Yashoda came, and then she took also remnant of all, and all were now happy. Krishna to Yashoda Maiya to Krishna in his lap and went to sleep in a room because it was night. Gaur Pramana. Like this. So we should see. Only your practice will not do. If a love and affection like Mother Yashoda, like gopis, like friends, will come. But how it will come? Only by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of any so highest class of devotees, plus our efforts or sadhana. But not sadhana that we are doing. It will not do. How it will do? I am telling a very little story. There was a devotee. He was doing Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pad Sevan. Also, observing all the rules and regulations of bhakti, he was detached to worldly things and he was a shade of tamarind tree. You know tamarind tree? The leaves very
small size.
And tree so big. They prefer leaves. So he was doing tapasya, mane
austerity,
sometimes in trance, sometimes here and there, very hardly. Fasting so many days, doing this. Once Narada came. When Narada came, he did pranam, shastang pranam, and told, "Oh, Rishi, where you are going? Oh, I am going to Vaikunth. Why you are going? I am going to see Narayan and to please him and to have some benediction. Can you tell my one request to Narayan?" "Yes, I can do." "What is your request?" He told that, "Only you should ask Narayan. A devotee is from 1,000 years. He is making so much austerities and chanting your name and everything. So when a day will come that he will have your darshan." Narada went in Vaikunth and after he talked with Narayan, also he requested that a devotee is in the way, meet me. And he has asked, "Oh," Narayan told, "I know him." "Then when you will give darshan to that devotee?" He thought something and then told, "Go and tell to this devotee that there are leaves in tamarind tree. Count one by one, all leaves, uncountable. But anyhow they can't be counted. So as there are leaves, in that so many birth after that you will have my darshan." Narada was unhappy somewhat by this answer of Vaikuntha Pati. And he was returning, but not that very way. He was passing by another way, but that devotee was waiting for him. So when he saw that Narayan is going in by that way, "Oh, Narada Rishi, come on, I want to have my answer. Have you asked?" Narada came, returned and told, "Yes, I did question to Narayan." He was very eager to hear what answer, but Narada was feeling some shame to tell. But anyhow, when he repeated, "To know," then he told that, "Oh, in this tree there are so many leaves. I think that if anyone count in that very birth, so much birth, after that you can have darshan." Oh, hearing this he began to overjoyed and jump. "Oh, now I have not no hope that I will have darshan of Narayan. But now I have hope that surely I will have darshan after so many births. In unlimited time, but now I have come in limited time. that after these years are passed, I will surely have the darshan. So he began to dance, Oh Hari Sri Hari, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. That Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And at the same time, at once, Narayan came on Garuda and he gave darshan. Then Narayan told him, You are liar? Why you told like this? Then how I will show my face to others? You told me another thing and you just came. He told that as he was doing practices for bhakti, it was not sufficient. He was not observed, always waiting and observing. And now he has forgotten everything, quietly observed, dancing and taking them, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I could not remain. And that is why I am... I am bound to come. So, I think our practices are not like so. So it may take, you will have darshan, but no guarantee that well. It may take lakhs and lakhs births, koti births, koti births. But when we will come, there is hope. And what hope? If you will do like Raghunath Das Goswami, not like Raghunath, no hope. But if you will take shelter in the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sarva Damodar, Raya Ramanand, or any devotees like these, always repenting, Oh Krishna, where you are? Then quickly, so quickly, he can come and he will bound to be controlled and to give darshan. So devotees don't want their darshan, only want to chant in this way, always waiting. Like, Hey Lalite, Hey Radhe Lalite, Brajadevi ke cha Lalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta, Sri Govardhan Kalpapada Patale Kalindi Vanni, Goshan Tavi Sarvatau Khedai Mahabivalo Vande Rukshan. So we are doing Bandana to Jashoda Maiya. A lap like this, it can bind Krishna. But we want to follow Rupa Goswami, like Rupa Manjari. We want to be the Dasi. That more controlled, Krishna Vedli, more controlled by this way, more than mother. So, you should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu principle. In the line of Swamiji, he has taught you all these things so well. Try to go deep, not outwardly only. I'm thinking that what we are doing outwardly anything, not so deeply. We should try to develop our love and affection, not making high buildings, not big, making all these things. This should be simple, but our love should be very pure and high class of. Then Krishna will be controlled easily. Gaur Primaranda. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.